Westlock, recruitment and retention of new firefighters are key for the future health of both the town of Westlock and Westlock County volunteer fire departments. And while the theme of this year's Fire Prevention Week, Learn the Sounds of Fire Safety, is an important one that both Town Fire Chief Stuart Koflick and County Protective Services Manager John Biro will be promoting October 3-9, both have a more pressing concern, a shortage across their ranks. If I could say one thing right now to anyone thinking of joining, I would say think about becoming a firefighter because your community needs you, said Koflick point blank. We are a very diverse organization with a wide range of personalities, experiences and backgrounds. To ask what kind of people we're looking for, it takes all types. If you asked any of our 15 members why they joined the fire department, you'd probably get 15 different reasons why. But the most common response is that they want to help their community and this seems to be the best fit for them. Koflick said the loss of 5 key members over the past year has been especially tough for the department. While he does have 15 active members on the roster, a number basically on par with 2020, the on-scene experience they've lost is immeasurable. Ultimately, Koflick wants to add another 5 members this year, then add 5 more in 2022 to get the ranks back up to 25. We're looking for people who have the time and the dedication to give to us to serve the community. In turn, we will provide the training and opportunities to develop a wide range of skills relating to fires and emergencies. We'll also provide you with the opportunity to advance and to become leaders in the organization, said Koflick, noting that as of last week they have no recruits in the pipeline as they just promoted their last probationary firefighter. COVID-19 hasn't helped matters either, said Biro, as there's only so much training that can be done online. There's no doubt the amount of training that needs to be done nowadays is more intense. But also what we're finding now is that due to COVID everything is virtual and online and a lot of what we do is still hands-on. We still have to get out there and practice to make sure the equipment starts when it needs to, said Biro. And while the numbers are down now, both men are hopeful that trend will eventually turn around. End of the day, the relationship between the two departments remains extremely strong and both help out each other when needed. It's almost like a wave, said Biro. You build up the membership and you get a good crew, and all of a sudden it just changes. People move away, or aren't interested, or start a family and the numbers start to dwindle and then you end up in a lull. But then it builds up again, added Koflick. Give us a chance. Come check us out. If you put the time in, we'll put the time in and we'll provide you with a great experience. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.